And so you can see we're not in Matthew this morning. We're taking a little break just for this Sunday to talk about an item that came out of our Elder Summit. And as you know, if you're new here, the Elder Summit, the elders actually step away for a couple of days for a focused time of prayer and to look at different aspects of the ministry that's going on here so we can plan to do hopefully better ministry for Jesus here in the days ahead, in the year ahead, and we pick out some things to focus on. And an item that was deemed like really important enough to convey to all is what we're calling our strategic focus, right? And this is the time where everybody's here, so we figured, you know, it's a good time to talk about this, like in a Sunday morning worship. And there'll be an email sent out to probably this week to flesh some of this stuff up as well. But we want to talk about the strategic focus of Indian Valley. And if you're not sure what a strategic focus is, it is a plan of action. That's all it is. A plan of action that pays particular attention to certain priorities to achieve an overall aim, an overall goal. Let me say that again. A strategic focus is a plan of action that pays attention to certain priorities to achieve an overall aim. And obviously, our overall aim here at Indian Valley, if you haven't figured this out yet, it is to glorify God. That is our overall aim at Indian Valley, to glorify God. In fact, it's on the very first page of our Constitution, if but open your Constitution now to the first page, right? But listen, on the first page, it's like halfway down, not even, I think it's the second paragraph, the second part of it. It says this in our Constitution, quote, the purpose of this congregation is to glorify God by building the Church of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's even Trinitarian, did you notice? God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. The purpose of this congregation is to glorify God by building the Church of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. And to achieve this end, right, to make sure we do this, spiritual counsel is we're purposing to emphasize the following priorities, okay, the following strategic focus. Namely, we want to strive to be, and if you can put the statement up there, the strategic focus. This is in your bulletin, by the way. If you open it up, it's on the second page there. It'll be staring at you. It says this. Strategic focus is this. We want to strive to be. Okay? We want to strive to be a Bible-centered community church that prioritizes next-generation ministries alongside offering a dynamic worship service for all ages. This is what we want to do. We want to strive to be a Bible-centered community church that prioritizes next-generation ministries alongside offering a dynamic worship service for all ages. Now, let's break this down. I have 2 points this morning, two major points. And the first one is this. We want to strive to be a Bible-centered church, right? A Bible-centered congregation, community church, right? A Bible-centered. Listen, if you haven't noticed this about Indian Valley yet, if you haven't noticed yet, God's word is like really important around here. We put a lot of stock in the Bible because the Bible itself tells us to put a lot of stock in it, okay? We put a lot of stock in the Bible. And that's because of things like this. And it's a short list. I'll give you 2 verses here. But Jesus prayed to the Father in John 17:17, saying this to his Father. He said, Father, that's the context, sanctify them And the them is you and me, the church. Sanctify them. Sanctify God's people. Sanctify them, right? Make them holy, in other words. Set them apart in the truth. And then Jesus says, where's the truth? Listen, your word is truth. Your word is truth. And of course, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, I think I quote this at least once a year. It goes like this. The ESV translates it very nicely. It says, all scripture, that's the Bible, all scripture, Old and New Testament, by the way, all scripture is breathed out by God. It is a product of God, ultimately. And therefore, you get the rest of it. And therefore, it's profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. In other words, the Bible is vital. It is vital for our growth in the Lord. It is absolutely vital. And that's why, guys like Thomas Watson said over 350 years ago, he said these words. He said, quote, "A good man makes known the oracles of God to those who are under his roof." And that's why John Bunyan, the writer of Pilgrim's Progress, once said, listen to this one. He said, what God says, speaking of the Bible, he said, what God says is best, though all men in the world are against it. The Bible, God's word has priority. That's what we listen to. And that's why Spurgeon said to his church back in the 1800s, listen to this one, I love this quote. He says, church, visit many good books. He's saying read, right? Visit many good books, but live in the Bible. Live in the Bible. Live in God's word. And church, that's what we want to do around here at Indian Valley. Okay, this is what we're aspiring to do, to live in this book and through this book and let it influence what we do as a congregation, okay, to live in the Bible so that when, you know, we read things that Jesus says, you know, he's actually quoting the Old Testament, by the way, when Jesus says that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. We're thinking, you know, we want to aspire to do what he says, and we want to observe these things. And when we read about the Great Commission in the Bible, which you know it, the last two verses of the book we're in, usually, Matthew's Gospel, the last two verses go like this, Matthew 28:19-20. Jesus says to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Now, this is like a paradigm he is establishing at the end of the book. He's saying, go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, which implies evangelism. Very, very important in Jesus's scheme, evangelism. And, you know, there's more to evangelism. There's making disciples. It begins with evangelism, but it results in this, in baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, Jesus says. And church, we find all that Jesus commanded us, not in our imaginations, but in the book, in the Bible, in God's word, in God's word. And that's why, if you haven't noticed, we spend a lot of time around here, a lot of effort, a lot of energy teaching the Bible around here. And it's why our strategic focus begins. It starts by saying, we strive to be a Bible-centered, well, it's not there anymore, okay? A Bible-centered community church, okay? A Bible-centered community church, okay? Number two is this. Number two is this. The strategic focus says we strive to be a Bible-centered community church. Listen, that prioritizes next-generation ministries alongside offering a dynamic worship service for all ages. Now, let's flesh this out a little bit. Next generation ministries. Next generation ministries. They're like, what's going on now with like the now kids and new friends and youth and young adults, right? These et cetera, by the way. These next generation ministries and a dynamic worship experience and so forth. It's what we try to do every Sunday morning as we are gathered. And by the way, when we say this, you know, we're striving to be, to do this, Bible-Centered Church, that prioritizes these two areas, next generation ministries and the dynamic worship service and so forth. Church, understand, this doesn't mean that we're going to do nothing else at Indian Valley. Understand, because some may mishear, this doesn't mean that we'll do nothing else at Indian Valley or that these things are the only things that are important at Indian Valley. For example, how about prayer? Has anybody heard me up here really talking up prayer? Have you heard that maybe a Sunday, maybe once, maybe twice, right? A couple of times? All right, you notice prayer isn't in the list here, but that is a big item. That is a big item. We're not saying these are the only important things here. Listen, we have prayer, we have small groups, we support missionaries, and on the list goes. These are not the only important things. But it does mean that though we do other things at Indian Valley, we want to make sure. We want to make it a point. We want to focus on these things so that they're adequately funded and staffed and planned for, et cetera, et cetera. And you might say, well, Dean, why focus on these things? Why focus on these priorities and not make other things a priority as well, okay, as opposed to other things? You know, well, why focus on these things? Well, let me give you a couple of reasons. And the first is this. Number one is church, Indian Valley, think about it. Oh, we can't do it all. You realize that, right? We can't do it all. We just can't do it all. Now, I realize there's other things that will happen that aren't in the list, but we can't do everything. We can't do everything. Listen, by way of analogy, in 1 Corinthians 14, 26 and 27, check it out. 1 Corinthians 14, 26 and 27, the Corinthian church is like out of whack. I mean, they're just messed up. When you read the book of Corinthians, they're just messed up. But the Corinthian church is out of whack. And Paul corrects them here, one of his corrections, by saying this. Check it out. He says, what is the outcome then, brethren? When you assemble, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification. If anyone speaks in a tongue, he zeroes in on one item here, it should be done by two or at the most three, and each in turn, and one must interpret. Now, listen, there's several things you can get out of this text, but listen, at least one item is Paul is making at least this point. One of the points is that, listen, we can't do it all. They couldn't do it all, and we can't either, right? We can't do it all. And listen, Indian Valley, similarly, okay, by way of ministry, we can't do all here either, nor can we do everything equally well. We can't do everything equally well either. For there's only so much time, there's only so much energy, so many volunteers, staff, so forth. There's only so much. And this kind of makes it hard when we talk about any of the stuff. This kind of makes it hard because as it was for the Corinthian church, where, think about it, everyone has at Corinth. Everyone has a psalm, a tongue, a teaching, a revelation, an interpretation. So it is. Listen, at Indian Valley and any church there is. I don't know how many people we have today, but we had 173 worshipers last week. And I tell you, very likely, that also means we had 173 different ideas, different desires, wishes, opinions, and personal convictions of what Indian Valley, like, you know, ought to be doing, ought to be focusing on, ought to be giving top priority to, and all that, as we invest our limited resources. But church, listen, let me say it again, we just can't do it all. We can't do it all. So the strategic focus is kind of zeroing in and saying, though there are other important items that aren't named here, there are other important items that all work for the greater good, the greater whole, we want to make sure we do certain things really well, and namely next generation ministries and worship. Okay. And again, you might ask, well, why prioritize these? Why focus on these as key to the mission, of reaching people, making disciples, and so forth? Why focus on these? Well, that brings us to the second point, and that is this. Church, we're targeting these ministries. Because it seems to us, not just recent years, but for years, it seems for years the Lord has been powerfully using these things here to reach our community. Listen, there's a lot of ministries that we do, and we have to have them. They are vitally important that are, you know, focused on us, inward, you know. But these are part of the outward things, of reaching our community. And it seems like the Lord has been powerfully using these items to do that part of our mission. For example, I think I was here just a short time. We'll talk about worship. One of your priorities when I was coming in, when I was interviewing here, it was crystal clear. That top priority for Indian Valley was that you wanted, whoever was going to be the senior pastor coming in, you wanted like strong Bible teaching in the pulpit. I mean, that was like plainly clear. And I would gather, I would guess, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that if I left here or I died or something like that, I think that would probably be a top priority yet still for Indian Valley. I don't think you say, well, we're done with this Bible stuff. Let's go to something else, you know. I think it would remain a top priority where we focus on the Word of God and go through books and so forth on a Sunday morning, okay? It's a major, major thing. And plus, Sunday is a major all-church thing that we do. And realize there are other things, like we have the caroling and so forth, all church, that means all are invited. But listen, this is the all church thing that we do on a Sunday, where the body is all gathered together. So it probably should be a focused priority. And second, a major biblical desire of Indian Valley, and again, this has been clear for years, a major very biblical desire for Indian Valley has been its desire, your desire, in accord with Scripture, to reach out into our community, to not just minister to ourselves, but to reach out into our community and to seek to impact people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That has been really a big thing here. In Indian Valley, a major way, if not like the primary way that the Lord has been doing this for years here, is through the kids' ministries, the kids' programs, okay? For that is where many here tend to get their start. In fact, I think I was here 1 month, right? Got here 5.5 years ago. I think I was here 1 month. You're talking to different people. It's like, how did you get here? What brought you to Indian Valley? I cannot count all the people that said to me, actually, our kids started going to New Friends Nursery School and they ended up in the church. And you go, wow. Loads of people said that. Oh, we got to start at new friends. And then we ended up coming to the church. And now church like crazy, probably like never before, there is great interconnectedness. There is great team spirit. There is purposeful planning between these kids' ministries here. They're a lot more purposeful and working together. And let me tell you, it's paying off, right? There's just a little thing that's been happening here, and it's paying off. And if you talk to some new folks, like you've probably seen a number of new folks here on Sunday, if you talk to some of them about how they came here, you'll discover that many of the families and like parents and even grandparents are from like the kids' programs, who, you know, started in New Friends Nursery School and like bumped over to Now Kids, or maybe they started Now Kids or whatever, VBS, and they went from like New Friends to VBS to Now Kids, and all of a sudden, you know, Sunday morning worship, and they join us in the congregation here. And also, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, and this bears repeating, I think. Do you realize, let me say it once again, because this is an exciting thing. Do you realize that when this semester for Now Kids finished, we had 93 kids in there. 93 kids that finished the semester with Now Kids, okay? And 70% were people from the community, not just ministering to our kids in our church. Church, listen. 70% were people from the community. And I find that very exciting, because one of the things we want to do here is to reach out into our community. And by the way, even the young adults here, we have pretty vibrant young adult ministry, okay? Very vibrant. And church, do you realize that it is epidemic in the United States? It is absolutely epidemic. You will see this in print. I hear pastors talk about this all the time. Do you realize that most 20-somethings just kind of leave the church? They just dry up and disappear. Millennials, they absolutely disappear. It is epidemic in our country and churches all over the place. And yet I find it very exciting and encouraging that we've taken in, by the way, 7 members. We'll recognize them coming up on a Sunday morning. But we've taken in 7 members to Indian Valley. And do you realize of the 7, 5 are millennials? Think about that. 5 are millennials. 2 are like my age, right? But poor them, right? But listen, 5 are millennials. And listen, a lot of our young adults here, they don't just show up on Sunday. We have a lot who are working for Jesus around here too. There's a lot on Wednesday. If you come on the Wednesday programs, you'll see them working. There's a lot, you know, playing drums and doing different things here. A lot are working for the Lord around here too. And I find that very, very exciting. And church, what Spiritual Counsel desires to do, what we want to do, we're saying is we want to seize the moment. We want to seize the moment. We want to go for it. We want to capitalize on where the Lord seems to be working now. And I'm talking this outreach push. We want to capitalize on where the Lord seems to be working now and making it a big priority. Just making it a priority, okay? And this is another thing I want to mention too. I got to tell you, this is an aside. I don't know where to put this, so I'm going to stick it right here. Just as another point, and that is this. Church, very frequently, Spiritual Counsel will talk in these terms. This has been like a reoccurring theme that keeps coming up with us as we plan. We keep going back to Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8. And Acts 1:8 goes like this. Check it out. This is where, by the way, Jesus is addressing these core followers. These core followers. They've been with him. They are now going to go out to the ends of the earth. And this is what he says. He says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. And church, we recognize that at Indian Valley, listen, we might not be, at least all of us, sometimes we send people out to go very far-flung places, but we might not be like these core followers of Jesus, like we're going to go out to the ends of the earth and establish churches for Jesus. Probably not a lot of us are going to end up doing that. But at Indian Valley, listen, this is how this plays in for us. At Indian Valley, we do desire to partner with, and we do, in fact, do this. We partner with other churches to send missionaries. We don't do this all ourselves. We partner with other churches to send missionaries to the far-flung regions of the earth to start churches and so forth. And concerning our denomination, by the way, concerning our denomination and other ministries that are closer to home, we don't bear all the cost. We don't bear all the cost, but we partner with other churches. And I mean like other churches are lending a hand and lending support to do this work too. And we consider this our Judea and Samaria ministries, the ministry work. We have a hand in this. But Indian Valley, our front line ministry, the chief mission work that we are directly accountable to the Lord Jesus Christ for one day is the greater Harleysville area and church. That is our Jerusalem. Do you realize that? Nobody's funding us for this. We're funding it. It's like self-funded, right? It's our Jerusalem. This right here, the greater Harleysville area, is our Jerusalem. And you know what? It's our top priority. It is our top priority. And our strategic focus is crafted to help us to kind of like put first things first, to stay on track, especially with this outreach thing, especially as we think about impacting people for Jesus and building church, making disciples and so forth. We wanted to help us put first things first and to stay on track and to ensure that we do certain things really well. And the focus is, once again, let me read it again. We strive to be a Bible-centered community church that prioritizes next-generation ministries alongside offering a dynamic worship service for all ages. And this influences our priorities. It influences our time, our allocation of resources, because we can't do it all. There's a lot of good ideas, but listen, we can't do it all, but we need to do certain things really well, and especially as we think about reaching people around here for Jesus. And that's the strategic focus. That's the focus. And I want to conclude this morning with an analogy from a lesson that I actually shared with men's ministry, one of our men's breakfast a couple of months ago from Nehemiah 3. It just came back to mind when I was working on this. Nehemiah 3. You guys remember the book of Nehemiah? In fact, there was just a Sunday school on class that just finished up on Nehemiah. And Nehemiah, what are they building? Anybody remember? A wall, right? They're building a wall. They're building a wall. You remember, these people are just coming out of exile. Jerusalem is ruined. They've been sacked because of their disobedience. The temple is leveled. It is a pile of rubble in Jerusalem. And they have just spent 70 years in Babylon, and now they are coming back to Jerusalem. And that's what they're doing. And they're repairing the city. It is an absolute wreck. They are repairing the city, and they are building the protective wall, because if back then, man, if you don't have a wall, you are toast, okay? Anybody can come in and wipe you out. So they are rebuilding the protective wall. And church, in Nehemiah chapter 3, I find this fascinating. Nehemiah chapter 3, everybody is banding together, everybody. family by family, like individual families, family by family, clan by clan, and they are building the wall. And you will find, just a casual reading, this is right on the surface of chapter 3, you will find, just in a casual reading of chapter 3, you will see over and over again and again and again that it keeps saying that such and such a group worked on the wall, and it keeps saying this, and next to them, this other group worked on the wall, and next to them, this other group worked on the wall, next to them, this other family, they were working on the wall, and next to them, this one is working too. And let me tell you, on and on, this goes straight through the whole chapter, where commoners and statesmen and priests and Nehemiah himself all took their place, shoulder to shoulder, to build the wall. And church, this one, think about it, this one worked to repair the wall, and next to them, and next to them, and next to them. Almost 30 times in the chapter, you will see that repeated, that this one is next to them, next to them, next to them. And then all of a sudden, you're in this unified rhythm of what's going on, this next to them rhythm of chapter 3. And all of a sudden, when you read Nehemiah 3:5, it should stand out to you like a sore thumb. Check it out. It goes, and next to them, the Tekoites repaired, note the rest, but their nobles would not stoop to serve Adonai, the Lord, would not stoop to serve the Lord. Indian Valley, when you're reading, this should jump out at you completely because it breaks the unified rhythm of and next to them. And next to them, and next to them. For here Israel is doing, think about it, the mission that the Lord, the mission of the Lord that he is doing in their generation, and the Tekoite nobles refuse to do their part in building the wall. It's quite a testimony, quite a legacy to leave. In Indian Valley, we believe, and this is just like, this is just what we think. It seems, as we look in the history of this church, we believe the Lord is doing a work at Indian Valley in our day too. And the strategic focus, with this strategic focus, spiritual counsel is saying, let's prioritize it. Let's make it a priority and put front and center our primary goal. There's other things that are important, but let's put front and center our primary goal of reaching people for Jesus to the glory of God right here in our Jerusalem of Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Of our Jerusalem of Harleysville, Pennsylvania. And we want to be purposeful about this. We want to be purposeful about this. So that Indian Valley, you know, like the main thing remains the main thing, and though we make sure we put time and energy and resources very purposely invested into these things. And church, there's the wall. There's the wall. There is the wall, the ministry wall that we believe the Lord has been powerfully doing, at least using in this church. And with the strategic focus, spiritual counsel wants to say, you know, come to. Spiritual counsel is saying, you know, this is what we want to do, this is what we want to focus on. And next to them, spiritual counsel, let me tell you, there's going to be people over here probably who are going to be working too. And next to them, there'll probably be people over here, right in the center, over here, that will be working too. And next to them, there'll be people probably over here that will be building and working on the mission too. And church, next to them, we are inviting you to join and do your part too. For it seems like this is where the Lord is moving. This is what he is using to impact our community. And this is what he seems to be blessing in, and we want to go for it. And we want to prioritize it. And we'd love you to join too. We'd love you to join. And I'm not saying everybody, or there's going to be a big, Penny Scott's going to be waiting in the back, and there's a big sign up, and everybody's got to sign up for the kids' ministry. Understand, that is not what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, some of you, that is true. You know, maybe you should. Maybe you're not doing anything. Maybe that's a good spot for you. But I'm talking like to get behind, to support these kinds of things, to lend a hand, to be like positive energy, not the, yeah. You see what I'm saying? You see what the difference is? And next to them, church, we invite you. We invite you. The Lord's doing a work. We believe he's doing a work. Some of you have seen it. And we want to go for it. We want to impact our community. There are other important ministries. Yep. We need to keep doing them. We need to keep doing them. But we're saying we want to prioritize these as like part of like what we do as a church, part of the like central mission. The other, all these pieces have a stake in the game. They all contribute to the whole, but we want to prioritize this outreach to impact people, to build this ministry wall in our day for the Lord Jesus Christ, to try to reach people and grow people and make disciples for him. Let me read the strategic focus one more time. We strive to be a Bible-centered community church that prioritizes next-generation ministries alongside offering a dynamic worship service for all ages. And oh, church, we covet, we absolutely covet, in the best sense of the term, your positive role in this as well. We'd love to have you come alongside as well. And that's what I have to say about that. There'll be an email coming out that will flesh out some of this more. Let's pray together. Oh, Lord. This is like painfully awkward for me. I start with texts of scripture, and that's what I do. I teach out of that. But this is an important thing. And in your providential work, it seems like this is what's rising to the surface, and not just the last couple of years, but for many years. And now it's in overdrive, and we're seeing fruit, oh Lord. And though it is awkward, it needs to be talked about on a Sunday, and because that's when people are here. And Father, I pray that you would raise up people. Some will lend a hand. They will actually be physically working in some of these programs. And some, and like in the worship team, that's part of it too. And some will actually be physically doing things. Other people would be praying for these things. Others are doing a support role. I think of the trustees. My goodness, if things broke down in the church and we couldn't use our bathrooms, well, that wouldn't work either. And Lord, it all works together. But I pray as we think about focusing, as we think about where we want to dump volunteers into, where we want to really focus, where we want to jump energy and time into. Oh, Lord, it's these things. I pray, Lord, help us to make a positive impact in our Jerusalem. All those other ministries are important, Judea, Samaria, the utter ends of the earth, and we have a role. We have a role, but this is our Jerusalem, oh, Lord. And I pray what we are accountable, very accountable to our Lord Jesus for it. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be a positive lampstand, like in the book of Revelation, that reflects the glory of Jesus right here, not just to ourselves, which is important, but to our community too. And Lord, I pray, help us in our generation, in our day. And Lord, I pray that never at Indian Valley, in this and a whole bunch of other things, may we not strive against each other, but strive with each other for the faith of the gospel. Strive with each other, together with, for the cause of Christ, right here. Help us, O Lord. Help us. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.